ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
She knows you once ate an entire sheet cake. She knows your selfie life isn't your real life. She knows what goes down in the DMs. Shouldn't you know your dog better? Now you can learn her inner secrets with Embark, the highest-rated dog DNA test, unlocking over 350 breeds and screening for over 210 genetic health risks. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DOG, that's D-O-G, to get $40 off an Embark breed and health kit or purebred kit with free shipping. That's promo code DOG to save today.
Hi, how can I help you today?
As a McDonald's employee, you say those words quite often. But how about when you need help, like consulting a doctor?
Hi, how can I help you today?
When you work for a McDonald's restaurant, we take care of you like family. With free virtual doctor's visits, including getting prescriptions and refills for you and everyone in your family. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com and find out more. The benefits described herein are only available at participating restaurants.
Welcome to the Joyful Findings Show, where we connect with the highest and greatest for all of humanity. We are creating heaven on earth together. We are all one. We are all love. Embrace the joyful energy as we connect today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Joyful Finding Show. Woohoo! It is May 2022. We are just clicking right along, moving right along. Here we are in May now, 5 months in. Here's five. Five is about change. Oh, that's going to be a fun month. We're going to go through more change. Isn't that fun? More change is always more fun, right? The more that we change and the more that we find out about ourselves, the more enlightened we are. And what is it about being down here in this earth realm? Let's be enlightened, right? We've been walking around heavy energy, long time, very, very, very long time. And now it's like we are starting to enlighten ourselves from the heavy density of the energy, as well as the thought processes and those things that no longer serve us. As you can see, the energy is going to start changing already, you guys. Excuse me. You guys are bringing in the energy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Let's see who's out here today. We got Jill Sheen out there. Happy anniversary, Jill. Boop, boop. That's amazing. Good for you. Hope you enjoyed your dinner out. You dropped me a donation too. Thank you, Jill. Appreciate you. Let's see who else is going on out here. Ruth, what's happening, Ruth? See you tomorrow night too. That'll be fun. All right, let's see what else we got going on. You guys are so chatty out here. Hello, hello. And we got Richard Riddle. What's happening, Richard? Richard. All right. We got a few of you out there tonight. So thank you guys for joining me. Thank all of you for being a part of this energy. Thank you for being a part of this time, part of everything that's going on in this earth plane, right? Because everything is in this, right now they're showing me like in this circular motion, right? We're in this circular motion. And there's like the, and it's almost like, if you can imagine it as this is what they're going to show it to me, and I'll explain to what it feels like. Hey, Lenka, so glad you could be here too. And Kavita, so glad you could be here. So the energy right now feels like this, going like in this swirling motion, okay? And in this swirling motion, it feels top heavy on one side, right? I can feel where the dense energy is on one side and the light energy is on the other side. And the light energy is thinking, and like, this is like, we're thinking this is like a game. This is like an amusement park ride. The best thing that I can think of is, you guys know that thing that you get in, you stand, you hold, and it goes, it just flips you around and around and around. Well, I feel like we think it's like funny, like the light, the enlightened ones, right? That would be like most of us that are watching right now, the enlightened ones. And the dense energy is like holding off for dear life, and they're really scared. And we're like, woo, this is fun. Let's do it again. So I feel like the change that's coming right now doesn't really affect us. It like makes us happier. Like we're in this like happier, I don't even know how to explain all this. There's a lot of energy going on, and it's going in all different directions. Like over here, I got energy going this way. The big thing's going this way. So I just want you guys to know there's a lot of energy transferring in this broadcast this evening. Okay. So I want you guys to feel that. Everyone take a nice deep breath and just feel into the energy that we're all bringing into this circle together, right? Because we're coming from all different places around the earth. We're coming from all different places from out in the multiverses, right? You know, we come from a lot of different places, and a lot of our soul holds a lot of truths and a lot of information. And it's funny because my automatic writing kind of talks about that tonight, you know. And it's funny because remember, you guys, I asked last week that if they would write in print. Well, they printed for me this time, so I'll be able to read all the words, most likely. I did not reread it after I wrote it. I figured I'd wait for all of you to be able to join in and be a part of this so that you could all hear it. Because sometimes I think stuff like this is very important. So speaking of that, important, right? This weekend brings Mother's Day. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to all you mommies out there and all you daddies that have to be mommy, because sometimes it goes both ways, whatever has to happen. Thank you for standing up and being a beautiful blessing for your children. As you learn through them, they learn through you, and you learn through your mother before you. So there's a lot of like ancestral things that I feel like are being tapped into tonight, where we're going into that mother vibe. You know, and it's been a long time since my mother's been alive. I think we're at 25 years or something like that. Yeah, 25 years. So it's been like a long time. You know what I mean? So it's like, but I remember certain parts, right? Even though it's been a long time, it takes me back into my childhood. And it's funny because Christopher asked me to see like some childhood pictures of me. And it's so, just so happens I have them. He's like, oh, can I see them when we get to wherever we are? And I had to laugh. I was like, they're not digital. We actually have to go look in a photo album. I was like, this is long before we had digital cameras. So that's kind of funny. But you know, it's like, the things that are, we used to do and hang out and do with our mothers, whether the relationships were good or bad or indifferent, things we had to learn from them and, you know, learn not to do, some of us, you know, depending on what we had to do, because not everybody's mother-daughter relationship or mother-son relationship was all that, you know, in a cherry on top. You know what I mean? So it all depends on what lessons that y'all needed to learn while you were down here, how many things that you wanted to let go of from those past times. So it's just like, you know, you guys are unwinding a lot of that. So I feel like that energy is showing me like you're releasing a lot of that. That's why I feel like a lot of you are a lot more enlightened. That's the word of the night. This is going to be called the Enlightenment Show. So you guys enlightened. I don't know, something like that. But anyways, they're saying that you guys are being enlightened right now. So the enlightenment that you guys have, you are sharing it with others, and it's putting you on these like, and it keeps putting you up a notch. You know what I mean? It's keeping you out of the dense lower energy. So it's like raising that vibration. So I want you guys to feel into that. I really want you guys to feel into that. Okay. They're saying it again. I really want you guys to feel into that. And when I say things three times, you know that it's going to be important, because they want you to feel into that change. They want you to feel into that new vibration. They want you to change into that new frequency. And they want you to know that you guys are all doing a fabulous, fabulous job. Okay. All right. I don't see anyone new jumping on, but I know there's a few of you out there that are listening tonight that don't say hello. So I want you to know that I'm also recognizing you. I feel your energy here, and I would like to say thank you. All right. So again, my beautiful printed writing, which is so nice. Hello, dear ones. How are you feeling today? This moment, how are you feeling? They want to know how you're feeling. Do you know all the answers are inside of you? You have been unlocking the answers, your truth all along. Many blessings are coming to you, dear ones. Do not give up. Much is changing, and each of you are part of that change. Stand tall, stand proud in your truth. You are in a new zone of feelings and understanding. We are proud. We are excited. We are with you now and always. Great joy, loved ones. Great joy. May peace be with you. So I feel like a lot of you are really starting to find that inner peace, that inner joy, and it's starting to replicate not only on the outside of you, I mean on the inside of you, but also on the outside of you, okay? So it's like you are starting to let it all unfold. And it's true. We've been unlocking ourselves this entire lifetime, right? Each time that you remember something new about yourself, or there's something new that you recognize as truth that just like smacks you between the forehead. You're like, whoa, that's my truth or whatever. I feel like a lot of you are starting to really, truly recognize that. Okay. So I just want to throw that out there. You guys are really, 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 really starting to recognize this. Okay. And hello, Robin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here this evening. Thank you all for being a part of this show this evening. And I want you guys to feel into all the energy that's transpiring tonight. I notice they're keeping me down a notch. You know what I mean? I'm not like, woo, but I'm there. There's something that we're supposed to be feeling within the calm. Okay. There's a calm. I want you guys to feel this beautiful calm. Okay. I want you to feel it inside of you. I want you to feel it outside of you. I want you to know that you're gathering this beautiful energy. You're sparking yourself even more higher, 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 higher into all these vibrations, into all this light that you're going into. Like this is all like, it's so funny because as I say all this, it looks like it plays out some kind of movie in your head, right? It's like, you guys can see what's changing. You guys are getting the visions. You guys are getting the knowledge. You guys are finally tapping in. They really want you to really recognize how much you guys are really starting to tap in right now. And they want you to trust yourselves more. Okay. Trusting yourselves more, trusting the information that you're getting. Please tap into this. This is so significant in right now, in this time, and in this space. And Colby, Tina, thank you for being here, my friend. So glad you could be here. She's an amazing light worker too. A lot of you out there are amazing, amazing light workers as you unlock your truth, okay? And sometimes people get in the way and kind of like deter us, right? And sometimes we have to learn through that detour, and we learn through that detour, and we get back on track, okay? No matter how off track we get, our inner GPS, our God, you know, positioning center, always gets us back on the right track once we tap into how that's truly going to make us feel. Like, does that feel like that's my truth? And I also want to say, you are amazing beings, totally amazing beings. If there is anybody, and I say anybody out there that is putting you down in any way or trying to throw you off track, I want you to tap into your high heart and go, ooh, does that feel like my truth? And don't get into a tug of war with your head and your brain because someone said something, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. I want you to tap in and find out where your true truth lies, okay? I want you to feel what that feels like because it will never lead you astray, okay? It's always going to lead you, and it's about having that trust and that faith, okay? They want you to remember that as well. Trust and faith, my friends. They want you to remember that. Super duper important. Trust and faith and love and God, answers and truth, happiness and joy. There's going to be a lot of that coming forward for all of us, okay? And as we all get enlightened, right, because we're all getting enlightened more about ourselves, we're getting enlightened in our bodies, you know, that's why some of us might be feeling a little dizzy, feeling a little off, time is like blah, 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 wherever it goes, you know what I mean? So I just want you guys to pay attention to all these different things. This is not all bad things. This is about us shaking loose all that space dust that no longer serves our bodies, our energies, or the person that we are today. They may have served a purpose at one time, but they no longer serve a purpose. So time to send it to the recycle bin. It's no longer needed. Okay. Just so we're going to do that. So just pay attention to all the beautiful things. All right. Let's see what's going on out there in the world. Who else is tapping in out there? Tina, I'm so glad you could be here today. It'd be lovely to have you on the show one day. She's so creative and stuff. And super duper, she's going to be ready someday. I know she is. All right, let's see who else is out there. Richard is chatting with everybody. Woo-woo. Tiffany, you can send it to her email. Or Jill, you can send it to her email. That would work for the testimonials. Those would be beautiful. Yeah, any of you guys out there that have any testimonials for my show or readings with me or anybody of the other shows on Goldilocks Productions, send those into Tiffany or to myself so that we can share them. It's nothing, you know, sometimes it's almost better than a tip or a donation. That review, that word of mouth says huge amounts of things, and that can draw new business for us. So that would be much appreciated if all of you guys would tap in and do that. That would be amazing. Totally appreciated. Let's see what's going on out there in the world. Yes, Dizzy, extreme body heat. Oh, my God. Yeah, I've been having that too, Ruth. I feel you, girl. Sometimes it's like I was laying in bed last night and all of a sudden my body heated up and I was like, all right, this is way too hot. I was like, all right, calm down. You know, I can usually talk my body out of these things that they feel. I'm like, all right, straighten back up. You know what I mean? Don't feel dizzy. They just want us to be a little bit slower in our motions and what we're doing right now. So that we're not, they don't want me to use the word cautious, but paying attention. You know what I mean? Because there's things that we're supposed to be seeing and stuff. And even with that feeling, right? It's like our bodies are going through such transitions with this energy, right? As we tap into that higher frequency, into more of ourselves, right? And I feel like May is going to have a lot of that going on. And I feel like I'm playing with a crystal ball. It's so funny. I'm playing with this big ball of energy already. I'm gonna probably build this up and send this all to you. But anyways, there's like, I don't even know where I was going with that. They just took me on an energy. Anyways, they're wanting me to know that this energy ball that we are building together, this is important. I don't know what it's going to do yet, but I will get more into that as it happens. So I want you guys to feel into it and just let it all go. Let it all go. Robin says, I was thinking menopausal for me. Yeah, I thought that for a minute too, but then I was like, no, I don't have to own that. I don't have to own what they say is menopausal. You know what I mean? Because that's also something that's told to us. Is that really how it happens? Or is that something that we were taught how it happens? You know what I mean? I tend to trust my body more and my higher self because that's usually like my gauge. What does that feel like? You tap in. All right, what should I do about this? You know what I mean? We start having that dialogue with our higher selves about what we should be doing with our bodies in this time and space, right? We're figuring out a lot of stuff, people, as we move forward. We're figuring out a lot of stuff. The truth is coming to the surface. You know, 10 years ago when I said all the truth had to come to the surface and all the darkness had to come up out of the ground, and that's how I saw it. I saw it just like coming up out of the ground. It's just like we are so close to it all being exposed to us. It's just what you've focused on, whether you've seen it or not. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing, but now they're wanting you to pay attention to everything that's showing up in front of you. What does that mean? Is that part of your truth? If it is, keep it. If it's not, let it go. Give it back to whoever it came from. It doesn't have to belong to you, okay? They just want you to recognize some of this stuff as we're moving forward, okay? I just want you guys to be aware of that. They really want you to be aware of what is your discernment of your truth, okay? Of the truth that's being thrown at you, what feels like legit information. Like, oh my God, that's so true. I just feel it. I just feel it. I feel it. They want you to feel into it, okay? They just want you to feel into it. Feel into everything. 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 It doesn't matter if you're mailing a letter to somebody or whatever. You're going to get the information that you need to know when is going to be the right time, because sometimes our human says, it all has to run like clockwork, or it has to do whatever. It's just like I mailed something out the other day, and it's so funny because I asked on Monday. Well, I knew I needed to either go to this place or mail them a letter, right? So I was like, I couldn't go to the place because they're not physically open yet, but I know that they're in business, so I have to mail it. So, right. So I was like, all right, tapping into my higher self. I was like, all right, when do I need to mail this so that it arrives on the right time? So, and this is, you know, this is funny because, and I asked on Monday, so that was my brother's birthday, which is kind of funny, but they said to mail it on my father's fake birthday, which is on the 4th, May 4th. So they wanted me to mail it on May the 4th. So may the force be with you. But anyways, May is going to be a powerful month. But anyways, fake birthday, no big deal. That's a whole different other story. So my father was coming through saying it would be a great time for me to mail it that day. You know, so we have to like tap in, and the weird messages that are, we think might be weird or not really weird, just pay attention to them, right? Because they lead into significant things. Maybe taking those extra 2 days before I mailed it was going to be like, it's going to land in the right person's hand that's going to be sitting in the office because, you know, I want it signed for. So there's going to be like, the right person is going to be there that's going to take my information, that's going to do what they need to do with it and do all that, right? Because I can tell you, and like it can probably do this out there too, sometimes the mail does not end up where it's supposed to go. It's funny because mail is funny stuff, people. I've had something, this has only happened to me twice while I've lived here. I had something delivered or mailed for me from Oregon. It landed in Sarasota and into the, like the little place there. And then it went all the way back to Oregon. It like never left Sarasota post office and made it to my house. It never made it that, you know, 1.5 miles that it might be from my house. It went back to Oregon before it came back to me, which was kind of strange. And then there was another time that I mailed something in town and it didn't even make it to the destination. It got lost somewhere. I'm thinking a machine ate it. I don't know why I'm sharing these things with you, but hey, you know, it all leads into something and you guys get to learn more about me as well, right? I'm normal just like the rest of you. Actually, I'm not normal because normal is not a thing. We're all unique individuals being our truthful, authentic selves, whatever that means for you. Okay. And I'm showing you my authentic self. Okay. And I hope that you all show yourselves as your authentic selves. Okay. And authentic means whatever you want it to mean. Okay. No one has a definition on what your authenticity is. Okay. Only you do. Only you have that. Okay. All right. All right, let's see what you guys are saying out here. All right, let's see. That's good. I'm not owning it. Good. Don't own it, Robin. Do not. Working in the flow, Richard says. Good for you, man. Ruth says, that is so true, Melissa. I decided I wouldn't have any of those symptoms, and I never had any. See, we just have to tell it to go away. Go away. Just ended your day. Hello, Marsha. I'm glad you just ended your day, and it's so busy, and it's so funny. See, dates and everything always mean something. So pay attention to those things, okay? Because it was like, I was driving along today, and of course I saw the clock on a church that said 11:22, and then I was still driving. I got a text that came through at 11:22. I read that text at 11:44. You know what I mean? I left an office, and then the first numbers I saw was 4444. You know what I mean? So they just want you to pay attention. And just like when I just noticed that right there, Marsha just, you know, her first message came through on my boyfriend's birthday, 8:18. So it's like these numbers, they just like call out at you, okay? They just sometimes jump out at you. They're just like, hey, pay attention to me. So I want you guys to be paying attention, okay? Just more observant. They just would like you to be more observant. Lanka says, yep, could tell stories. We could have the mail story hour. We could have lots of stories like that, getting bit by dogs and stuff like that. Mail people go through a lot of stuff, you guys. I had no idea until I had a friend in the post office. It's amazing stuff. I thank you. Then they do it in all the weather too. Freezing, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All right, let's see what else is going on out here. Hello, Devin. Hello. So glad you could be here. Valley says, oh my gosh, yes, lots of synchronicities. Yes. Synchronicities, those are the things that I'm talking about as well. I just want you guys to pay attention to those things that are popping up, you know, because it's amazing stuff. These are things, and you know, and that's some, we get so busy in life, we don't pay attention to them, right? We get in such a routine, we might have to work, take care of our kids, whatever routine it is that we get so busy in, that we don't pay attention to a lot of the external stuff, right? We're just in that routine, right? That pattern that doesn't serve us, right? It serves a purpose, but not for the purpose of joy. So once we start recognizing outside that, we can start creating more joy because we're getting the messages. We feel more in tune. We feel more alive. That's the word they want to use. Alive. We feel more alive. So you guys are feeling more alive, more in tune, more at peace. Those are words they want to keep using because they're like peace, 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 peace. So whatever peace means to you, okay? They want you to really tap into that peace of joy, peace with breath. Peace, however you're finding it right now, right? And those things that are showing up for you, I feel like this is like, May is going to be a transitional month, okay? May is going to be transitional because it's the fifth month. There's a lot of things going on this month, you know what I mean? I just feel like there's like, spring is like in full bore because then we're heading, you know, full into summer, into June, you know what I mean? So it's like, there's like this amping up of this energy of this May energy. That's the best way I could draw. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but that energy is really starting to kick it. Okay. So I want you guys to feel that and be in control of what you're doing, right? It's like being in control. What does that mean for you? How are you? They want you to just tap in. Do you feel like you're being in control of your own life right now? Or do you still give the reins over to others? Right. I see like the octopus. It's like I give my energy over here. I give my energy over here. I give my energy over here. They want you to pull it all back to center. They want you to pull it all back to center. And be like, all right, what is it I am creating for myself that brings me joy? Am I doing the things that create happiness in my life? Am I still being dictated to by another? Do I feel like I'm still being dictated by another? They just want you to start tapping into some of those things and ask yourself a few questions, okay? And it's okay to have this dialect with yourself. You have these conversations with yourself and the answers just flow to you. It's so crazy. It's so fun. But, you know, the more that you guys tap into this energy of knowing, and it's just the knowing because I just feel like the energy flows into you, okay? It's like, and it's so smooth now where it would be choppy before, like the energy would be choppy. I feel like it's all like flowing in and around you. It's kind of like a nice spring breezy day. You know, those days where it's just like the most comfortable and you wish every day could feel just like that day. That's what it feels like. Okay. So I want you to imagine your perfect day. What does that look like for you? What does that perfect day look like for you? They want you to tap in and feel that. Tap in and feel that today, okay? They want you to feel that. And I have to tell you, I've been tapping into everybody's energy a little bit. That's everybody's out there, even though you may or may not have said hello this evening in the chat message, which is okay. I still feel you. I honor you. I send you blessings and love to each and every one of you. You are all these amazing, beautiful beings of light. And I see some of you are driving. I see some of you are sitting. I see some of you are laying down. Some of you are doing other things while you're listening. There's a lot of different things. I don't feel any energy blockages today. So I don't want to say bravo to all of you because sometimes I'll feel it in the throat or I'll feel it in the heart. There is a little bit of the clearing of the throat because you're all learning to speak in your truth, but I'm not going to, there's not like that blockage. There's not that full, oh, like I feel like I got a chain around my neck or something like that. You know what I mean? There's like, it's little hiccups now, little hiccups. So this energy flow that you guys are all feeling this evening, okay? I was like, feeling it up and down, up and down, up and down. Okay, because we want you to flow. We want you to flow with everything. There's this constant flow of energy in and around you. It comes down, it comes up, it comes around, it goes around. There's all this beautiful energy that's around you guys in making this beautiful, beautiful bubble that you have. You know what I mean? So, yay. All right, let's see. Let's see. Valley says, yeehaw, no blockages. Nope, not feeling any blockages, you guys. You guys are doing fantastic out there. You guys are really starting to feel into yourselves and really let go of it. I feel like you guys have been doing a lot of the work. Okay, you guys have been doing a lot of the work that needs to be done. for you guys no longer to have those issues that you've been having. So bravo, my friends. Bravo. They're like, they're all like, do a little bow, you know, if you see them up on stage or whatever. Those are all your guides doing that. They're like doing that. You need to give yourself a bow. You know, it's like standing ovation. They're like, what do you say when they want to set to do it again or whatever? I forget what the word is. But anyways, they're going on to that too. So feeling the energy, feeling it move, feeling the energy. They're just going to have me float around in this energy. I feel like my last half hour will be all about messages. So don't think that I forgot about any of you guys about giving messages. I feel like a word after my sponsor and then I'll give messages for the last half hour. They've really wanted me just to talk about stuff tonight so you guys could feel into that. And you guys get a lot of the messages even just through my conversations that I have with myself while I sit here and talk to y'all. You know, so it's like you guys get a lot of that. You guys could probably write a paragraph after this show about the things that you felt and experienced. And I almost feel like they want you to start keeping notes. So what did I learn from this energy tonight? What did I take away as the biggest giveaway? What was the reoccurring word that happened through this thing? What stuck out to me? Did a number stick out to me? Did a word stick out to me? What am I feeling? What am I doing? How is this working for me? What is flashing at me? What is the smack in the face? What is like, whoa, the neon light? What are those things that stick out for you? You know what I mean? Because I feel like these are going to be key words that could be worked into either affirmations or doing a little research and finding out what that means for you, or sitting with it and meditating and find out what your higher self says to you about this. They're just wanting you to be more at ease as you go through all of this. And that's good, Richard. I'm glad you're feeling. He says my body is vibrating as I'm listening to this show. Good. That means you're really getting in tune with this energy, right? Because there's a lot of energy going on. There's a lot of healing taking place. There's a lot of unlocking going on. There's a knowledge if you so choose to take it on. There's a lot of wisdom that you have locked up inside of you guys that you guys are finally letting come out. You guys are letting it seep out, okay, little by little. Drip, 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 and then the flood's coming, okay? You're just going to be like, this is my truth, and I just love my life, you know, but you're letting a little bits out of time, okay? You're letting little bits out of time. So I want you guys to be acknowledgeable of what's happening inside of you and the energies that are taking place right now. So if you are feeling the energy in your body, that's awesome. If you're not, that's okay too. You're all feeling it in exactly how you need to be feeling it in this particular moment. Okay. So no way is wrong. Okay. No way is wrong. Okay. Any way that it happens is your way. That's the correct way. Okay. No one can tell you because no one's in your shoes, right? We can kind of help a little bit, but you only have the full answers. I just want you to know that. So we are at my half hour mark. So I would like to thank my beautiful sponsor, Feng Shui My Space, Miss Marsha Morris, for being the beautiful sponsor for my show again. You guys that are interested in being sponsors, you can check out with Tiffany how to become a sponsor for this show or any of the other Goldilocks production shows. Okay, you guys can do that. And I want to thank you guys for all the tips and donations that you leave for this show. I appreciate them. So we are going to have a little word from my sponsor. Thank you, Marsha.
The I didn't realize you liked me that way deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You take pride in your work, and so do we. We're Northern Tool, and we have every tool you can imagine, and some you've only dreamt about. Plus, our service and product knowledge is legendary. Find your pride and joy at Northern Tool. Visit our store or buy online and pick it up curbside. Northern Tool and Equipment. Quality tools for serious work.
Our anniversary sale is on at Northern Tool and Equipment. Save hundreds on pressure washers, sprayers, trailers, lawn and garden equipment, power tools, and more. Shop in-store or northerntool.com.
We'll be right back.
That is so awesome. So if you guys have some energy concerns inside your house, as well as outside your house, check in with Marsha because she taps into your birth date and then it talks all about you and where the different positions of things belong in your house, your relationships, your careers, all that fun stuff. Marsha has helped me immensely. Thank you, Marsha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys look her up, sanctuarymindspace.com. Give her a call. All right, you guys, that was awesome. Thanks for listening to me, you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you for sticking through with me. Definitely, this is the Joyful Finding Show with Melissa Parks. I always forget to talk about myself. You guys can find me at IamMelissaParks.com. Bam, bam. You guys can do that if you want to. That's my website. You guys can find different things there. I talk about different things. Or if you just want to find my old shows, all my shows are there. Look under shows and you can find that there. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Richard. Look at you guys getting on the donations. Look at you guys. I'm loving you guys. You are awesome. All right. So it's going to go Jill and then it's going to go Tina. All right. And then Richard. All right. That's where we're at right now. All right. Woo-hoo! All right. You guys, I'm going to have to write your names down because they're still having me write names. And those of you that can donate, you guys can do that through right here on this beautiful channel right here that I'm on like three different things, you guys. So you guys can do it through Facebook, through Venmo, my Venmo account. You guys can do it through YouTube, through the Super Chats. And if you guys are on Rumble, you can do through the rants or however that's worked over there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Much appreciated. All right, Jill, let's do you first, and I'm going to put Jill. All right, Jill, your guides and angels are like, happy anniversary. Enjoy this beautiful day. You are filling some voids that have been, that had not been filled. There's some kind of new trip that is also on the way. You're also getting ready to go with a different flow. So whatever that means for you, whether you're going to be like, maybe working part-time. I feel like there's things that are going to be changing up the flow. So you're just going to be in a better flow rather than such a routine because routine is their choppy. But this is more of a flow. So Jill, they just want you to know, enjoy this new flow that you're going to be going into this year. Okay. So I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. All right, Tina. Aw, Tina. Tina. Oh, Tina. Oh, this is fun. All right. So, Tina, you have some new music. You have some new rhythm that's coming to you. And it's so funny because they just showed me. All right. So this is kind of funny. So when I wrote your name, it actually showed me like these three little swirly lines. You know what I mean? And they kind of remind me of boots. So it's kind of like these boots are made for walking and it's like you're finally getting, you're strapping on your boots, you know what I mean? And you're like, I'm ready to do this now, you know what I mean? And it's like you're on a mission, but you're doing it with love. You're doing it with compassion. You're doing it with joy. You're doing it with forgiveness. They want to remind you of the forgiveness because the forgiveness is not just for you, but for others. So there's a lot that you're working through and it's kind of like, Tina, now they have me like in a forest. Okay. I'm in a forest and I'm out there with an axe and I'm chopping down this tree and they're yelling timber. So whatever all of that is getting ready to fall. So all of that's getting ready just to fall away. And that also shows me abundance, right? Because we would cut down the tree and I feel like you would utilize all the branches. I feel like you would utilize all the wood, whether it be for building, you know, wood burning for winter, whatever, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of creativity that they're showing me that that's going to be coming forward for you as well. So, and you're going to rock it, girl. So I'm excited to see what you come up with next. So keep going, girlfriend. You've got this. All right, Richard. Richard Riddle. Richard Riddle. So funny. Richard, you've been watching like Batman or something? You've been watching Batman? The way they just had me say your name, it felt like Batman's for some reason. Anyways, I just want to bring that up. So if you've been watching Batman, they just want to recognize that. There also is like, you are on two different wavelengths sometimes. You are like, woo, woo, woo. And then sometimes you're on like a very serious one. So I feel like you're getting ready to find that beautiful balance that you're looking for, Richard. You're looking for that beautiful balance where you can be that serious person, but you have that lightheartedness. There's like, they're showing me this beautiful balance. So you're getting into balance. So whatever that means for you in this particular moment, Richard, but it's like also timeline. So I feel like they're grouping together. So there's a lot of things that you're taking care of, tying up loose ends. You know what I mean? Things that no longer need to be just left hanging out there in the wind. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, a little tethered. So it's like we're fixing things up and sewing things back up. But I feel like everything's being put back into this beautiful space for you and within balance. So within balance, balance is your key word this week. Balance. So I'm going to leave that with you, Richard. I'm going to leave that with you. All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Let's see who says that. Valley says, thank you. I want to hear you all week. Well, all you have to do is keep going back, Valley, and watch all my old shows over again, because whatever 3 years worth of shows is, that could keep you busy for a little while, right? If I do one show a week, technically, what do I do? Let's see, we don't do them all 52 weeks. So even if I do them 40, right? If I do 40 weeks, that'll keep you busy for weeks, okay? A couple weeks. All right. So anyways, you can try that, Valerie, if you want. That's so funny. Ruth says, I would love a message. All right, girl. All right, Ruth. Woo! Ruth, solve me. And you're welcome, Jill. I'm glad you thought that was a great message. And you're welcome, Tina. All right, Ruth. Huh. All right, Ruth. All right, so Ruth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Change is coming for you, girlfriend. But this is like, this is funny and not funny at the same time. I find it funny because we're light workers. Okay. But it's like, there's 5 zaps of energy. And that's what these lines that I just wrote are. 5 zaps of energy. So 5 is going to be transitional for you. So there's going to be more energy work that's coming into your life right now. And you probably almost feel your palms on fire right now, because it's like, you know, they're just like, I feel like I want to be Spider-Man and go, pew, 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 you know, shoot some webs out. But it's like energy webs, which is so funny because they're like, you feel it. It's like right there. But anyways, 5 is also about change. There's also lightning change coming for you. This is all being documented, every little bit of it in your brain and everything that you write down, because I feel like you keep a lot of notes about stuff. So I just see a lot of writing taking place as well, and allowing things to, they're like a new flow is coming for you. Okay. Because I feel like there's going to be like, and I feel like it's verbally, like, I feel like there's like, do you want to sing or something, Ruth? Because I feel like there's like these, and it's coming from your voice, you know what I mean? So there's going to be softer or whatever this means for you. There's like this. I don't know what that means. They're showing me the softness of your voice, but it's like consistent. It's like flowing. It's like da 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 da, you know, and you're giving like, I think you're getting ready to give some kind of like beautiful talk. You know what I mean? This beautiful, just off the cuff talk. You know what I mean? So I don't know where that's coming from, but I hope you enjoy that, because it's going to be beautiful. It's going to give you more confidence as well, they're saying. So I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. I'm going to leave that with you. Da, 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 da. All right. Let's see who else is out here. All right. Let's see. Richard says, thank you, Melissa. You're welcome. Valley says, starting tonight. What's starting tonight, Valley? What does that mean? Oh, Barbara over on Venmo. Look at that. I just looked over right on my phone. Barbara, you're the best. Barbara. All right, Barbara. I can't wait for the little crystal bowl thing this weekend. Mother's Day is going to rock in many ways. Crystal bowl rock. Woo-hoo. All right, Barbara. Oh, that is so interesting. I can't make this stuff up. Okay, so Barbara, your message is going to be very similar to what I just gave Ruth about the energy. Yours is about 2, so yours is going to be more about balance. But they gave me the same exact lines, like lightning lines, that I just wrote for Ruth, and that hardly ever happens, you guys, but they're very, very similar. So, Barbara, you are tapping into a lot of new energy. You are allowing yourself to do this healing. on yourself and others, right? Because it's like da 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 da. And I feel like you're almost like in this new, if you went to that thing tonight, I'm feeling your energy right now because I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? So I'm feeling that a little bit. So I want you to feel that. They want you to enjoy yourself and all this energy that you're absorbing while you're here. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's like you're being re-energized. Oh my God, it's so beautiful, Barbara. I wish I could show you what it looks like, but I see like you in this, like, you guys all know what kind of like the violet flame looks like, right? But I see it as like ribbons of light right now. So I want you to see like this, this violet flame, but as a ribbon, but it's like all these beautiful ribbons of energy. You know what I mean? It's just very cool. I wish I could draw it, but I cannot. So just know that everything that you're doing right now, Barbara, is going to help you, going to help others in so many different ways, because you are peeling off the onion layers like it's a mad dash. Like it's like if you saw, like if you remember the cartoons back in the day, and I think it might have even been a Bugs Bunny one where he had to keep on zipping all the suits. You know what I mean? Because I'm seeing them as suits, and you step out and there's another zipper and then there's another zipper. And it's like finding, getting to the core of who you are. So enjoy that journey, Barbara. It's amazing. It's amazing. Amazing. I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. All right. Let's see. All right. Robin's next for a message. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then Super Space Cookie. Absolutely. I'll get on YouTube for a message. Aru says, yes, they are always on fire lately. If I put them near my face when I go to sleep, I start sweating. Laugh out loud. I hear you, girl. All right. And then Annette, I see you down there too. And Valley, I see you too. Yes, yes, yes. Valley says, been watching your show. All right. You can, hey, Valley, while you're doing that, you want to, if there's something that like really sticks out at you when you go back to watch my shows, there's something that needs to be brought back up again. Can you point that out to me? Just document what show that was and make me go back to the moment that I need to listen to, because I feel like there's going to be some significance in my old shows. That'll be significant to you and for you and I to talk about. So just pay attention to that as you're doing it. All right. So let's go back up here. All right. Who did I just give a message to? Oh my God. I'm forgetting. All right, Barbara. I did Barbara last. Good thing I write it down now, you guys, because I would forget. All right, let's see. I'm so bad. All right, I said Robin was next. All right, Robin. Robin and then Sarah. All right, we're going to have to flip my paper because I got really excited with you first, guys. All right. Robin. All right, Robin, Robin. So you have been going through some stuff. You are going through transitional stuff as well, but you are starting to connect all the dots. Like it's all starting to really make a lot of sense for you. Sometimes it feels a little loopy, right? It feels like, oh my God, what the heck is going on? But you're pulling it all together and it's all starting to come together. And they're like showing me as like you are putting the whole piece together. It's like you had to put this whole piece together so that you could understand the whole rest of the puzzle. And I feel like you're putting this piece together right now and you are finding out more about yourself, more about your abilities, more about the people that are involved in your life on so many different levels, because everything has levels, right? Everything we see is levels. Like I don't see things as linear, right? Everything has many different meanings and just, I could go on about that, but anyways, what that means for you. But it's like, Robin, they're showing me that you do working on this puzzle is going to give you the information that you need about moving forward. Also, there's something about you having trust and faith, and I don't know why, but they're bringing up whatever's going on in your third eye area. They're saying to release that. Release the tension, release that. There's a vision that you're supposed to be seeing. There's a thing that you're supposed to be identifying, and it's all supposed to flow very easily. So I'm going to leave that with you, Robin. Puzzles. I love puzzles. All right. All right. Let's see. Sarah, Super Space Cookie. All right, Sarah. All right, Sarah. Wow. All right, you and the energy workers here this evening, you are tapping into new energy or getting ready to use more of your energy. Now, I shouldn't say more of your energy. I'm using the energy because it's not yours per se, but it's Earth's energy. It's Source's energy. It's everybody's energy. But anyways, there's a lot of energy going on around you, Sarah. I almost feel like lights are flickering. I feel like you're sending things into a tizzy a little bit. So pay attention to that a little bit. They're also showing me balance for you as well. Balance for you in relationships, balance for you in your work life and in your life. I feel like you're bringing everything into, it's almost like you're tipping things that were into things that are going to be. So the way you did things maybe a month ago are not the way that you're doing them now. So they're like transforming into something that's going to be easier and better for you and your family. Because I feel like this is a family affair, right? So I feel like there's that tipping point, but it's bringing everything back into a better balance for you and your family. So I'm going to leave that with you, Sarah, because that's what they're giving me today, honey. I'm going to leave that with you. All right. Let's see. Boop-boo. All right, Valley. Valley would love a message, and then we'll do Annette Norris. Looks next after that. All right, Valley. All right, Valley. I'm writing your name. Let's see what I get for you. Huh. All right, Valley. All right. They're saying, I feel like more of this scribbling, I'm going to call it scribbling because we don't have a word for it quite yet, but they want me to call it scribbling. Okay. But they want you to go start doing more of it. Okay. They want you to start doing more of it. Because when I just drew my three little scribbles or whatever, they're showing me the light language, like you're going to learn to interpret it. It's going to make sense. It's all going to make sense. Even everything that you've been going through lately is going to make sense. The people that you've been talking to are going to make sense. The people that you're giving the information to, you're helping them to make sense as well. So they just want you to be aware of that, okay? That you're making all this beautiful sense for all these beautiful people. Beautiful people. Beautiful. All right, so I'm going to leave that with you, Valley. Write more. They want to leave that with you. Barbara says, wow, you are amazing. Thank you. Yes, I just came home from a sound bath. Woohoo, unzip the layers, girlfriend. Yes, and I could feel, it's so funny because I could tap into your energy because I knew you jumped in late, and I was like, oh, I know where she was. I could feel the tones, and it was only right around the corner for me, so that's amazing. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Yay! And I can't wait to enjoy your tunes this Sunday. All right. Kim says, message, please. Sure, Kim. Super Space Gussies says, thank you, Bunches. Yes, we're going on a vacation this coming week to help better the family. Beautiful. Glad to hear that. Robin says, wow, so amazing. Exactly what is going on. I'm learning more stuff about myself and why I was put through junk. Blowing my mind. Thank you. You're welcome. When I'm here to blow people's minds. It's like, whoa, how did that happen? I don't know. I just know. But anyways, all right, where was I? Kim Smith. Kim. Kim, you are getting ready to make some decisions. You are getting ready to sign on the dotted line. What are you getting ready to do? You are getting to ready to do something that seems official. Okay, like official. I feel like you are either signing paperwork, you're signing a lease, you're signing something. I feel like, you know, I feel like I just signed something that's very, very legit. Okay. So whatever this is, they're saying that it's okay to do this. You are ready. You are ready for this commitment, whatever this commitment is for you. They're saying that have no fear. I feel like this helps open up your heart chakra. This creates a bit more trust for you. But you've made up your mind or are in the process of making up your mind about this document that you will be signing. So they're saying, it's okay, Kim. When you're ready, you're ready. But they're also showing me stars. So whether you're getting out and seeing the stars or whatever, they just want you to pay attention to the nightlife and what is going on in the stars. So I'm going to leave that with you, Kim. Glad you could be here, my friend. Do, 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 do. All right, Valley says, so exciting. Thank you. I will jump on it. You do that. Super Space Cookie says, I love that you validated the flickering lights. I haven't told anyone laugh out. You're amazing. You're welcome. I try. And Richard saying hello to Kim out there. So that's awesome. Now, there was something that I wanted to bring up. Oh, yeah. You know how, like, synchronicities just work out? They just do. They just do, right? They just do. You guys, I can't make this stuff up. Okay. And I knew this was going to happen, but, you know, I forget, whatever. So I was busy talking on the phone last night with a friend. And then all of a sudden I saw that SpaceX was going to be launching and that they were going to have some kind of, you know, it was going to make some kind of, you know, I forget what they said, squid or I forget. Anyways, it was supposed to make some kind of animal or do something. Well, you guys, I got up at 5:42 this morning. And the first thing I do is I get up and I walk the dog, right? Because she needs to go out. So I get up and I walk outside. And some of you guys are on my Facebook and some of you are not. I wonder how well you're going to be able to see it. Oh, you're not going to be able to see it. Darn it. Well, anyways, too much. Anyways, I wonder if I blow it up, if you'd be able to see it, if I stand back some. No, too much reflection. Bummer, you guys, you're not supposed to see it. Well, anyways, I look up to the sky and I see this big hole in the sky. That's what it looked like, a big hole in the sky. And I go, what the? And I never take my phone outside normally first thing in the morning. But for whatever reason, the shorts that I put on, I threw it in my back pocket. And I was like, oh, my God, I do have it on my pocket, in my pocket. So I started snapping all these pictures. And it's crazy because it's a 3 hours away that I was able to see this, right? Because they launch over there near Cocoa Beach over there and not over here on this coast, you know? So for you to get up in the morning and see this big old light in the sky and you're like, oh my God, what is going on? It was crazy. Yeah, I could turn my brightness down, but then that's distracting. But if you guys want, go check it out on my Facebook page and... Yeah, I don't have it on my computer. I'd share it that way. But I don't have it that way. But it was way cool. If you guys go check out the SpaceX launch from this morning, I'm sure check out the news in Florida. There'll be tons of pictures because everybody saw it. I saw people posting it all over the place. The news channels were posting it. Everybody was posting it. It was pretty crazy. But then I had to carry on with my day. I needed to go make my coffee. That was cool. But anyways, you just go outside at the right time, right? It's like you just go down at the right time. Oh, maybe turn the brightness down on my phone. Oh, that might work. You guys, I'll try that because that I can do quickly. You guys might not even be able to see it now because it's so dark. There's a reflection. Oh, there you go. You can see it that way. Can you see the big hole in the sky? Because that's what it looked like. A big hole in the sky. Thank you, guys. That did work. It was just crazy. So the synchronicities of being brought outside at that particular moment, because I knew it was taking off this morning. And it took off at like 5:42. So literally, I saw it like right after it happened. Like, they wanted me up to see that. It was significant. They wanted me to do that. You guys, I lost my pencil or pen. Oh my God, I just lost you guys. There you are. Oh, that's so funny. All right. Annette says, can see it now. Looks good. All right. So then, all right. Annette, I needed to give you a message too. I totally missed you. Annette Norris, let's give you a message. All right, Annette. All right, so Annette, you are going through some changes right now. These are good changes for you. You've been able to recognize them. You are also setting boundaries with others. You're no longer taking any BS from people. You're standing in your power. You're standing in your truth. You are getting ready to say your truth to somebody. You are getting ready to write your truth to somebody. There is something you're getting ready to do about your truth. So either you're... I either want to say it's either a relationship or a job. I almost feel like it's a job and you want to tell your boss you quit or whatever. But it's like you're ready to say what you mean and you mean what you say. Okay, you're no longer going to sugarcoat it for other people. But they also show me that this is going to be good change for you. And that they're also bringing through a lot of hot energy for you. So this is burning off the old stuff. This is a lot of stuff that you really need to let go of so that you can move forward. Also, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is about love and change coming for you through the month of May also. So they want you to recognize that. May is a transitional, a very hot month for you. So I feel like you're burning up the old and creating the new. So just keep moving forward, Annette. Just keep moving forward. So I'm going to leave that with you. I'm going to leave that. Oh, she pulled it up for me. You rock. My producer is the best. That's what it looked like, you guys. I looked up in the sky and I was like, what the is that? Can you guys believe that stuff? That's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. And it did even more stuff. So imagine you look up in the sky and you look at this and you're like, what is coming? I felt like we were going into another universe. So, you know, and Elon wants to take us to Mars. So he could already, you know, ship us. But really, we'll be able to just go wherever we want to in this time and space. But I mean, it's pitch black out at 5:44 in the morning here. So you look up and that was crazy. Wow. Wow. All right. I'll share the picture on Telegram later, unless Tiffany shares it now. I'll share them later. I'll share them on Telegram as well. Definitely. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty amazing. You know, it's just like, and that's another thing, you know, the amazing thing. So I've been seeing a lot of animals, you know, animals talk to me too. So it's like, what did I see today? I saw a lot of animals while I was out driving around. The first one was after I dropped William off at school this morning and I was driving home and then I saw an osprey carrying a fish and he brought the fish to the nest. So then I got to see them all, you know, chow down and have their breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning, which was kind of cool. And then there was three different occasions today that I saw animals with food. They were very abundant animals. They were chowing down. Where was the other one? I know one was a crow. The crow was picking up. Oh, the crow was actually, no, the crow was first. I saw the crow first because the crow was picking the stuff that was up in the road. And then it was the osprey. And then it was another one. I don't remember what the third one was. But anyways, I saw three of them today. So again, I want you to pay attention to the synchronicities that are following, you know, coming to in place in your life right now. Okay. There's a lot of different things that are happening right now. So they just want you to pay attention to all those things. Hey, Justin, so glad you can make it. Glad you're out there. Hello. Annette says, thank you. All very true. Glad. You're going to have it all together. It's going to be a beautiful month for you. Let's see. Robin says, I talked to the animals and took amazing pictures today of hawks. That's awesome. See, you're being used to do that. I usually have my phone. I talk to all that. Yes. Yes. I see. Yep. Yeah. I know. I usually have my phone a lot of times too, but sometimes when I walk the dog, I don't. I'm just going outside for a little bit or whatever, you know, I'll just leave it be. But most times, and that's when I usually go, man, I should have had my phone. I should have had my phone because there's a beautiful picture right there, or there's something right there that I would need to take a picture of. So just pay attention to that. I've been seeing a lot of sweat. You've been seeing a lot of sweat. Where have you been seeing a lot of sweat? A lot of sweat. Well, that's because you work outside, Justin. And I'm sure the birds show up for you when you're doing people's driveways or when you're in their backyards doing their pools or their lanais. I'm sure the animals are showing up for you as well. Just pay attention to them. They probably squawking at you sometimes. They're up in the tree going, eep, 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 whatever they do. They've all been very chatty lately too. So listen to the different songs and the different tones that are going out there. And you guys, this hour has cruised right by. Oh my God, can you believe it? We're already at that time where we have just cruised through this hour being with each other, being in this amazing energy. Each and every one of you are the amazing beings that you need to be in this amazing time that's taking place right now, this very transitional month of May. I'm going to call 5 the transitional month of May. You guys are amazing beings of light. I look forward to hearing and seeing you guys all next week. Love you guys. Have a good one.
Share your appreciation to our show hosts by submitting a testimonial for your favorite Goldilocks Productions show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.